Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who puts his pants on the same way you do, sometimes.
It's 7 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. Doug will be back before we know it. I am Jay Kirshner. With me is Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And the world just lights up with your voice.
The world, what's it, what, the world lights up with her smile. What was the song, the theme song, old TV?
Oh, that was Mary Tyler Moore, right?
Mary Tyler Moore. Thank you. Sorry. I forgot, and, but yes. How does it go?
That? That should be, I have no idea. But I remember something like, I know the tune. Something with your smile. Well, that's you.
I never fully watch, you know, I'm the queen of old television, and I love old TV shows, but I never got into Mary Tyler Moore. Not too much. I never watched that so much. But
my go-to was Bewitched.
Oh, I loved Bewitched.
I loved Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie, but Bewitched was my favorite. Like, that was my jam.
Jeannie was okay. I'd watch it when it was on, but I loved Bewitched. I loved, well, a little bit, Gilligan's Island. Of course, I love Lucy. Facts of Life, Alice. I used to love that one.
What's Alice?
Oh my gosh!
I've never even heard. I've known everything else you said, but I don't know that one.
Mel's Diner. Does that ring a bell?
I know, like the physical Mel's Diner.
So
great, Tuna Mel
was about. Alice was a great show. My dad used to make so much fun of me for loving it because I was like four and I would watch this show and I loved it. But Alice was a waitress who was a single mom and a widow. Her husband died, so she moved from New Jersey to Arizona. I think they were in Scottsdale or Flagstaff. And she worked at a truck stop with, you know, a cast of characters. Mel was the owner of the diner, Vera, Flo, and then there were a couple of other characters. There was Belle, and there was Jolene that came in after Flo left. But if you ever hear the phrase kiss my grits, it came from the show Alice.
Yeah. Okay.
That was one of the things that Flo would say, Florence Jean Castleberry.
So that's what the restaurant Mel's Diner is based off of?
Mm-hmm.
I have been there so many times.
Yeah.
That's one of the best.
So you got to check it out. It's actually still on. You know, they have all those networks now that have all the old TV shows. You should do a little Google on Alice. It was fun. It was one of the first, I think maybe I liked it, because it was one of the first examples of a woman who was a working woman, single mom. That wasn't oftentimes depicted on television at that point, which made it kind of interesting. It's like a, you know, powerful, strong woman story.
Yeah. Get it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of retro, did you ever grow up, like, going to the dollar store, the Dollar Tree, or whatever stores were like, everything's a dollar or less, and they
grow
actually
up,
were a dollar or less?
We're living in Joe Biden's economy. I still go to those stores.
Well, they're not a dollar or less anymore.
They sure aren't. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah, well, what is it? The Dollar Tree, last summer, the price cap was raised to $5.
Yep.
Now it's $7.
That's crazy.
Isn't that false advertising by calling it?
I think so too. And I understand, like, a dollar is not what a dollar used to be. So I get that. But I think there has to be, like, some kind of warning. Because if you walk in and you think you're getting everything for a buck, it's not. I mean, if you, like, the 99 cent only store, if you have those, there's like a chain of 99 cent only stores.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the fine print, it says 99, what does it say? 99 cent plus. Only stores. So now they've added a plus.
Yeah.
So maybe it needs to be, you're lucky if it's a Dollar Tree.
Dollars Tree.
Yeah, the Dollar Tree.
Yeah. Well, that's like, what's the one store? Five Below. Where everything
five
is Five Below. I feel like it's still that way, right? Everything is Five Below. Because they really would have to change their name if things were over $5. Because that is a lawsuit waiting to happen. We already know people are litigious.
Yeah.
For any which reason, there are lawyers out there who are like, I just need a class action lawsuit.
Right.
That will be my retirement fund. And yeah, if Five Below starts having things that are over $5, I could totally see a class action lawsuit
Five Below is actually a fun store to go into.
Oh, it's a great store.
I don't mind Five Below at all. Some of the dollars, you have to be careful with some of the dollar stores. Like some of the dollar stores are a little seedy. Dollar Tree, I actually really like. If you're like a crafter or if you want to make like cool centerpieces, if you're one of those Instagram people, you can really like score big at the Dollar Tree. They have some pretty good stuff and they even have that stuff online because most dollar stores don't have stuff online. So I like them, but I am really bummed that it's now going to be capped at $7. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. I used to go for my wrapping paper back when I wrapped gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gift bag or bus.
Yeah.
Like, I love wrapping a gift.
I don't know why that's so relaxing for me. I love it. Christmas, I sit and I put on my Hallmark movies, have my glass of wine. And by the time I stand up, I look like I'm wearing glitter pants because everything I buy always has glitter all over it.
But. Rightfully so.
I know. Do people still go? Maybe that's a good question for us on our social media is about their favorite discount stores, because I think people are looking for deals these days.
Yeah, sharing is caring. I think that's a great idea. Hit us up with your favorite discount store. Our social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, at Good Day Networks. Yeah, Five Below really is a good one. You know what I like? I like arcades. I like going, playing games, winning tickets, and then using those tickets to buy something. Like, I bought an awesome oil diffuser.
You did?
Yeah.
Where did you buy that?
We have a place called Main Event.
Yeah, that's your favorite.
Yes, that's where we go a lot. Or, you know, like, there's Dave & Buster's and stuff, too. But we like to play games, and it's almost like, yeah, we're spending money on buying credits for these games, but then you get the tickets, and you actually get some really fun stuff. Like, my son got an RC car recently. He loves the remote control cars.
Wow.
But the oil diffuser I got, it is clutch. Like, it's my travel oil diffuser now.
Really?
And I feel like it was free because I played games. And
does it plug in and actually steam up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it doesn't take water. It's like you drip the oil in and the light bulb heats it up.
Uh-huh.
So it emits the smell. So there's no, like, full-on actual steam, but it still emits the smell for a while.
Oh, that's really nice.
So that you can, like,
a hotel smell better. Because when you travel, stinky sometimes.
Yeah, I do not go anywhere without my oil diffuser. I have to have those good-smelling things.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's a good one. So, no, using those tickets, though, I used to love it. I'm really good at skee-ball, and that's about it. So I'd always have, like, a ton of tickets from skee-ball.
Where you get, but, like, the corner 10,000 right back to back to back.
I don't remember there being anything good. I guess I have to check it out again. It's been years. But I always remember, like, those little stupid, like, finger traps. You remember those things?
Oh, yes.
A lot of balls, you know, some, like, little toy stuff. But
the,
I like
prank stuff, like the whoopee cushion or the gum that you offer somebody a piece of, like, what was it, like, Juicy Fruit or Wrigley, the green one, and they go to pull it, and it, like, shocks them.
It gives you a little bling.
Yes. Those were the fun ones.
Yeah, I like that. We have to go to the Main Event. I'll have to come for a visit.
Yes, absolutely. You do skee ball. We like the – well, my I used to be good at this. I'm not good at it anymore. I feel like I've passed it to my husband, but the one where the light goes around and around, and you have to hit the button and get the light to stop on a certain spot.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, I used to be good at those. I'm not anymore. He's good at it. I'm good at the ball drop ones. Like, there's this one where it's a ball that drops, and then there's these holes that circle around, and you have to hit the ball to drop at the specific time.
Yeah.
And you almost have to have it drop directly down for it to go into the jackpot one. Otherwise, it'll bounce, like, everywhere and go into something else.
Yeah.
Those are the good ones. Those are the good ones. We should do, like, a Facebook Live sometime. Like, we'll meet up at the same time at our favorite arcades, and we will do a, like, here's how you win this game, and you can teach everyone to play skee-ball.
The trick.
I'll teach the ball drop one, and then that becomes our new dollar store, and Dollar General and Dollar Tree stuff.
I think it's fun. You can go get your supplies there. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, we've got a plan.
That's what we need to do. Okay, so getting into, like, the real news.
Oh, boy. Who wants to do that?
This is, I guess, a little graphic, but a man wearing a scream mask is accused of killing his neighbor with a chainsaw. This is a real-life scary movie happening.
Oh, that sounds awful. So this is in Pennsylvania, and a 30-year-old man is accused of killing his neighbor with a chainsaw while wearing a mask from Scream.
Yeah, which kind of frustrates me because I'm like, pick a franchise. Either it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre or it's Scream.
Or it's Scream.
Like, they both have a mask and they both have a distinct weapon. So if you, like, I'm not condoning this, but if you're going to go for the scream mask, you need the knife. If you're going to have a chainsaw, you need leather face mask.
This is crazy. So he killed his neighbor. The guy that is accused is Zach Moyer, who's 30. He killed his neighbor, allegedly. Edward Whitehead Jr., who's 59. Is there a better way to go about this, like neighbor feud, other than strapping on the mask and firing up your chainsaw?
It really is. Like, react first, think later.
Right?
And is there no thought process of what next? Like, after you commit this heinous crime.
Or am I going to get away with
it? Yeah, do you think that everything's going to be easy peasy? I mean, we live in a world where there are cameras everywhere. Yes, everybody complains about they don't want Big Brother watching and the government and facial recognition, blah, 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 blah. Most people have door ring, like those doorbell cameras.
Yeah.
Like, cameras are everywhere.
You're
not getting away with anything.
I don't know how you wouldn't think that you were going to get caught. Apparently, his sister came out and said that he had even mentioned to her that he wanted to kill this guy a week before he actually did it, which is not good for him because now you're going to have premeditation probably playing a role in all this. And I guess they had, some back and forth, some arguing between the neighbors. Holy smokes. I just don't understand how it gets that bad that you actually feel like you have to kill somebody.
Well, and not victim blaming by any means, but at a certain point, in knowing the society we live in and that you don't truly know other people, do you just don't engage? Like, my husband is, he's not a road rage person, but if he's dealing with somebody with road rage, he wants to kind of like some way make a comment back to them.
Right.
And I'm always like, you don't know if they're packing. You don't know like what
they're capable of
triggering them right now. Yeah, you don't know what they're capable of. And we've had these conversations on air where we're talking about different news stories. The one that always sticks in my mind is that child who was shot while in the back seat with his mom on the way to work or on the way to school in California.
That was like, close to me, yeah.
And yeah, so it's you do not know.
And it's like, you would think that that would cause you to get your child killed, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And again, they're victims.
So sad.
No doubt, but it's just like, don't even engage with people anymore. Like,
I know.
Not worth it. Never
it's
worth it.
It's unbelievable. And you don't know what you have to lose. I tell my dad this all the time. My dad is the rager in my life. And he just gets angry at people on the road and wants to tell them that they're dumb. And so, I'm like, Dad, just take a deep breath. It's not worth it. It's not worth losing your whole life for someone that cuts you off.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the last week. Well, actually, next week is the last week. This is the second last. It feels like the end, because everybody's always talking about the beginning of baseball and the beginning of April. Things start growing. Easter is upon us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we are in the next to last week of the month, and Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine to go through that list that is so prominent every week, the top 10 stories, according to the research on news talk radios around the country. And then you should have an international version, right? The Talkers international version of the top 10 stories and top. I suspect that much of it will be the same, but it'd be kind of fun, because news talk has become a big format all around the world, no matter what the language. We kind of think that, and maybe we were the originators of it here in America, but you know, we have, I know, you know, and I know some of the consultants that travel overseas all the time to talk to these people that are running news talk stations in England and in France and in Spain and Italy and China. They have a little of it, but it's all state-run. You know, everything's public in China, public radio, et cetera. So, anyway, you have, oftentimes during this portion of the Good Day program, we talk about social media. The song and the words that have gone viral from your efforts with Gun Hill Road, the latest performance from these folks, if you haven't heard it either on this program or Good Day or elsewhere, it's about scamming and scammers. It's called Scammers. And you found that you've hit a road bump or perhaps a wall with social media because of some of the words and the song
Damn Scammers, Get Off My Phone by Gun Hill Road, which I co-wrote with three other members of the band, has been shadow banned by YouTube.
What does that mean?
Google. It means that they're not throwing it off, but they are doing nothing to help it. It's very difficult to find it. It doesn't come up among people's offerings that are interested in scams. If you notice with YouTube, they always show you things that are available that are just happen to be your interest. Mm-hmm. That's why we're having such a bubble universe, bubble universes. Everybody thinks that everybody's interested in what they're interested in because the social media algorithms just send them stuff that it thinks, whatever it is, it's artificial intelligence, it's computer intelligence, thinks they're interested in, which is the key to going viral. So make a long story short, the early warning computers at Google said that Damn Scammers, Get Off My Phone by Gun Hill Road contains shocking content.
Baloney.
And, well, whatever. Shock. Well, I looked at it objectively. When I co-wrote the song, we discussed that this might meet resistance. I mean, basically, it has the premise that scammers are terrible. Okay? They're bad. And that they should, and this is where we became satirical, that they should die. And they should die by firing squad. They should die by hanging. They should die by electrocution. They should die by castration. They should die by being blown up by a drone. I mean, the violence in this song is profound. And the images are of the violence are, you know, artistic. But, you know, and the scammers are depicted as the most hideously ugly trolls that you could imagine. So if you look at it through the brain of a computer as opposed to the brain of a comedian or a social critic or somebody who understands the arts, it can, on first glance, appear to be a very dangerous song. But it's not. It's comedic. It's shining, you know, laughter and light on a very serious subject. Yeah. So it's basically dead in the water at YouTube. If people want to see it, though, you can through the secret entrance is scammersvideo.com. Scammersvideo.com. And let us know what you think.
All right. There it is. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continuing shortly on the Talk Radio Countdown. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best if you get started now. You're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code. Just Doug, actually, D-R-U-D. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Pope Francis is once again calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal for the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pope speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, and other places experiencing destruction. The Vatican saying around 60,000 people came to St. Peter's Square for Sunday's Mass. Recovery efforts are ongoing following the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last week. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore joins Fox News Sunday to provide an update.
The thing that we know is there will be an ongoing investigation. There needs to be an ongoing investigation as to what happened. I want that investigation to be speedy and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again. And we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
It's 34 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. And Doug will be back with us before we know it.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. I always miss him when he's not here. But you know what? How
he's
dare
living
he
the life.
Go to Hawaii and not bring us with him? We could have all been together handling the program.
In the aloha spirit, I wrote to him. I said, you know, I don't think you should be unsupervised while you're in Hawaii. And I don't understand why we are not there. So you need help.
It's rude. It's just straight up rude.
I think so, too.
And, you know, the real picker, he's not even going to send us any pineapples or anything.
No. He won't bring us any of the little hula girls that you put on the dashboard. No. None of those things.
All I'm asking is for a pineapple. And it could be free. He could pick it himself. Like,
he could pick it himself. Just steal the pineapple.
Just rude, Dudley.
Don't you get arrested for bringing a pineapple home without disclosing it there?
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to bring agriculture back. Unless you buy, that's why they buy the Maui Golds at the airport.
Oh, and they said, you know what? Ryan and I, when we went there for our honeymoon, and we did get a, like, entire huge wooden case that was shipped to us. We didn't bring it ourselves, so I guess.
Yeah, you're not supposed to travel with it. And they even, like, they make you go through a second set of x-rays, so your regular TSA screening, and then you have to go, at least how it is in Maui, you have to go through a second x-ray to make sure you don't have any food products on you.
I don't remember that. I remember that going there. They were very strict about what, like, you can't bring apples or anything. Like, you can't bring any vegetation there. I do not recall it coming back.
Yeah. And even, you know, we had a producer friend, actually a producer of this program, come to think of it, who passed away. And my dad was helping him with, like, the funeral. And we were doing, like, a little bit of work. And he had a cat. and no one was going to be able to take care of the cat. So his friend from Hawaii actually took this guy's cat. The poor cat had to live in quarantine for like weeks because they don't want to transfer anything back and forth between the mainland and Hawaii. So sad.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense. But
it does.
No, that cat, that poor cat probably thought it was like abandoned. And
I know. His name was Shatner, the cat.
Oh, of course it was. My goodness.
Pretty cute.
Well, so there has been a lot in the news regarding P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs. And when a lot of these allegations, these abuse and assault and straight up trafficking allegations started coming out, I saw a news article that made a very valid point. When this happens to other celebrities, there's always at least one or two people in their camp or that were friends or worked with them on a film. And they're like, I never would have guessed this. Or, okay. Or they vouch for the person and they're like, no, they're not capable of this and stuff like that. And the article I read was that nobody stepped forward for Diddy saying he wasn't capable of it. And it was kind of
everybody's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Like everybody just kept quiet about it. And that was one of those like very telling things that there was not a single person in his camp that was like, yeah, no way. And even like his ex-wife.
Right.
It was one of the ones that has come forward against him. I didn't know this. Did you know that Usher lived with him when he was a young teenager?
I did not. And so just if you're kind of catching up on the story. So it was a big deal because I live in Los Angeles. If you live in Miami, it was probably a big deal there, too. On what day was it? Monday. Homeland Security did a coordinated raid on both of his properties. And it was a big deal on local news here. They had helicopters flying over. This was like military style. They had, I mean, they went into his house.
Mm-hmm.
And what was curious, and I don't even know how I feel about all this, but what's curious is that Diddy could not be found because he was flying around on his private jet and he left his sons behind at his house as the raid was going on. His sons were handcuffed, which a lot of people have seen those images, and he was flying around on his private jet. And so a lot of the media, I think, was saying, well, optically, this doesn't look good, especially because he was traveling to a place that doesn't do extradition with the United States. And so he kind of, but then it was revealed he stopped in Miami and answered questions. And the only arrest made was someone who was in possession of cocaine, who they say is his drug mule, who's been like carrying drugs back and forth for Diddy. So he got arrested. Diddy did not been charged yet. And then you see the pictures come out that show what the law enforcement did to his house. I mean, his house was
ransacked. Yeah.
Ransacked. And so then I started thinking, I'm like, okay, wait a second. This guy hasn't been charged with anything yet. They destroyed his house. I'm not standing up for Diddy, but like if you are a person and you have the government come into your house and like rip everything up and then you never get charged, that's a real bummer. You have to deal with that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But then all these stories start coming out and you start to hear that it was possible that he was abusive to Jennifer Lopez when they were together, that he was the first person who she says ever cheated on her.
Uh-huh.
Then you have the story where Justin Bieber comes out and there's a video. He doesn't say anything, but earlier, like several years ago, he said as he was finding God, because, you know, he's turned Christian and all that. He said that he was groomed when he was a young boy.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, here comes a video where Justin Bieber is standing next to P. Diddy, 15-year-old Justin Bieber. And P. Diddy's like, I can't tell you what we're doing, but we're doing things that 15-year-old kids dream of. And I guess Justin Bieber was with P. Diddy for a week. Is it possible that – I mean, it was a creepy video that was on social media. And now you're hearing from this old interview that Usher gave in 2016 when he said he heard all of these curious things about – or saw all these curious things and didn't want to indulge.
Well, and he was young. Yeah, with like – not and not just late, but like until 4 a.m., 5 a.m., partying with these adults. And nobody is staying up till 4 a.m., 5 a.m., like just
with good intentions. Yeah. And then you hear the story, and this is what is like a little more personal for me because, and I think I've mentioned it before, but my mom taught Cuba Gooding Jr., who she absolutely loved, who was so clean and on the straight and narrow for such a long time. Like after high school and getting his first round of success, he really tried to stay out of the party atmosphere. Well, now it's revealed he's been named in the lawsuit, and the accusation by the male who's accused Diddy of assault and sexual harassment is that Diddy made this guy go on the yacht with him. Cuba's on the yacht. He got basically hands the guy off to Cuba and is like, have your way with him. And apparently he would do this with all of his celebrity friends. The allegation is that he sets people up with sex workers or people mm-hmm. that work for him. And then he records them so that he has like ammunition secretly against the people that people don't know they're being recorded, but they are. And then he's got ammunition to use. And then you have the stories that come out that say he was the one who authorized the hit on Tupac because Biggie Smalls was shot. I mean, there's a lot that's coming out about Diddy. The media is setting it up like he is a Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, like, almost like a Jeffrey Epstein wannabe. Yeah. And so it's very confusing because Diddy denies everything. His lawyers deny everything. He says he was just going on spring break with his daughters. If it is not true, and if he prevails, I think his reputation's done. I mean, there is so much out there right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know these that this is a recoverable
big.
Thing.
Yeah. Again, yeah. Big allegations. A lot of them, an ex-wife that's not just like some scorned woman or something like
right.
that. And again, the fact that nobody is stepping forward and vouching for him or saying like, you know, oh, wow, did he do these? I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has
if
said
anything,
anything
people
like
are saying he did it. Fitty Cent was out on social media saying, well, Diddy did it, basically. So, you know, I don't think there's a lot of people that are rushing to defend him. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a huge, huge scandal. And if he didn't do it, his PR team's going to have a lot of work ahead mm-hmm. of him. But it also doesn't look good that he's selling all of his companies.
Yeah.
Which makes you think he's trying to collect as much money as possible.
And then he's going to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, and I remember the Usher thing in the sense that he came from Diddy. Like, Diddy
right.
essentially discovered him, gave him his start, all that stuff. Same with Mary J. Blige, mm-hmm. Biggie Smalls, all of that. I just didn't realize that Usher full-on lived with him for, like, a year when he was 13. But I forgot about the Justin Bieber thing. I remember that. I thought that Justin Bieber came from Usher. But I guess that makes sense
right.
because Usher came from Diddy, so it's kind
you
of like...
You need to see the Justin Bieber video, the one that's floating around out there right now, where Justin Bieber, this little kid, just got a creepy smile on his face, and Diddy's like, yeah, we're doing all kinds of things, and it's everything that 15-year-olds dream of. I mean, it's gross.
Yeah.
It's gross. In the context that we know now.
Ugh.
Or we think now.
Well, I guess why don't we just stay on the train of awful news. The other day we were discussing, Doug and I, the 8-year-old who was mm-hmm. at a hotel with her family in a lazy river. Something happened with one of the pipes that should be pushing water and it started sucking water. She got sucked in. It was a family trip. There were other family members there. It's unfortunate that nobody realized she was missing right away. But I feel like this happens whenever we think about toddlers or kids who drown in pools. It's not because nobody's watching them, but it is because nobody's watching them. It's,
right.
It's because everybody thinks that somebody else is watching them or they're with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They think, like, you know, they've passed the kid on or it's just somebody else is in charge.
Yeah.
And I think everybody thought that she was with a different family member until they realized she was missing. They unfortunately found her in the pool drain. Well, the latest update is that the mom is suing over the death of her 8-year-old daughter. Rightfully so, understandably so. Something traumatic, tragic happened. The pool vent, whatever, that was supposed to be pushing water in the lazy river ends up pulling water, pulls her daughter in. Yeah, that is a lawsuit. That is a lawsuit. And no matter how much money she wins in this, she'd easily give it all back just to have her little girl back.
Oh, my gosh. That's a terrifying story because I think anybody who's been around little kids know that it is easy to turn your back for 1 second or to
uh-huh.
think that someone else is watching. And all it takes is just a few seconds. And you're right. I mean, you have to sue almost in that situation, but it does not bring your child back. And this is not a little kid. You know, I think many times when you think about pool deaths, you think about a toddler.
A 1-year-old,
or
a 2-year-old.
Baby. Yeah, somebody just that falls in. But to have someone who's 8, you obviously know that there was a major problem going on with what
mm-hmm.
was happening in that pool.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's when it is somebody so young, it is because either they escaped from the house, which
mm-hmm.
toddlers do. I feel like they transport sometimes. But they escaped from the house and they managed to make their way out and nobody knew that they were outside. Or a situation where it is a lot of people there and you think somebody else is watching the child because somebody else probably was playing with the child at one point.
That's right. Oh, it is just sad. And you can't recover from that. She'll never recover from that. but you got to figure out to make sure what the problem, I mean, obviously what the lawsuit does is it doesn't just give them money, but it also sends a message to try to fix the issue so that the problem doesn't happen to somebody else.
Yes. And everybody always stay together no matter what. Talk to your family members, even when they're with their friends. Like the Riley Strain situation, the college student who went missing in Nashville, whose body was found on the river. We talked about this. A lot of times guys will think that they can go off and do their own thing they'll be okay. And it's just never leave your wingman. Never. Nope. Always pair up. And one of his buddies was walking down the stairs with him when he was being escorted out, but they didn't. They went back upstairs, I guess. And Luke Bryan's club, Luke Bryan something bridge or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. I guess I looked at the receipts and he only had one drink and like two waters.
No way.
So whatever was going on, he wasn't overserved there. And there were videos that showed him running. He seemed fine. He talked to an officer. Everything seemed fine. But there's a video where he falls and hits his head. And then that's when you see him stumbling. And then in other videos where he's near the river where he's stumbling, you wonder, was there a concussion, a head situation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he wasn't even overserved there, because that was the big rumor that they were saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
About him.
Yeah. Well, more to come on Doug Steffens Good Day.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, there are caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxyk technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Sounds like another Jaws reference. All right. So Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to talk about what's new this weekend in theaters and also to make reference to Jaws in some way, shape, or form. All right. Take it away, Chucker.
I always found this to be an interesting part of movie history, Doug. Today, March 29th, back in 1976, the Academy Awards aired that night, and these were the movies nominated for Best Picture. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Barry London, Dog Day Afternoon, Nashville, and Jaws. All terrific movies. And the Oscar went for Best Picture, The One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which I can't argue because I love the film. Yeah. But in retrospect, I always felt like Jaws is the most generational of all those films. It has stood the test of time. It is an iconic movie. So somewhat in retrospect, I would have liked to see, if I could take a time machine back, sort of wish Jaws won the Oscar for Best Picture that night. Having said that, I don't think he was a serious contender.
No, because it wasn't
actually winning, because they never gave big genre movies Oscars for Best Picture. But Cuckoo's Nest was a big hit, also, and a great movie. But interesting part of movie history.
I learned a lot about Steven Spielberg this week. I was in Hawaii and on the island of Kauai. Steven Spielberg has spent oodles of time. Most of the outside shots of Jurassic Park were made on Kauai.
Yep.
There have been other movies that he's participated or has done and directed that have taken place on the island of Kauai. A lot of movies of different genres have been shot on Kauai because it's so remote, and the forestation, everything there, it was perfect for Jurassic Park, I can tell you that. So it's
really interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, what do we have that's coming out this weekend that's good?
Well, we got a big genre movie, and it's Kong X Godzilla, The New Empire, tracking at around a $50 million opening weekend. But, you know, last night in the previews, Thursday, it did $8 million, so I think it'll blow past $50 million. Reviews are somewhat mixed. Some people say it doesn't have much of a story, but the people who like it really do like it a lot. You get what you pay for. Two iconic monsters riding on the.
What can I watch? What's there for me?
You might like this. It's a movie. Liam Neeson has a new movie. It's called In the Land of Saints and Sinners, which is actually getting some of the best reviews for one of his movies in quite some time. I don't know how it'll register at the box office, but the reviews are really good, like 85% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. It's really, really, actually really strong. This is a really good performance.
So what can I bring my grandson to see? I've already seen the Panda movie.
Well, I'm actually curious to see how Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire holds up in its second weekend. Yeah. Is it gonna stabilize and have some legs for Sony so they can you know, make another one in this franchise. Still has a solid fan base. Not like it was in the 80s, but it still has a solid fan base.
Yeah, but you haven't answered my question. Is there anything there that I can bring a 9-year-old to that will be that I'll feel safe about to bring? Because I won't bring him if I don't.
9 years old, so bring him the Kong vs. Godzilla. What are you kidding? Why not?
Oh, geez.
He's got the mini Kong in it. He'll like it.
Okay, right. Halle Berry has recalled her doctor saying she had the worst case of herpes he'd ever seen. While she was making some movie, she was doing an interview with somebody called A Day of Unreasonable Conversation, and she told stories about her being perimenopausal and how the doctor took her symptoms for herpes. Do you think the public really wants to know this about stars? What do I care about that?
Why are you talking about it? Stop.
Well, because I was kind of bringing it to your attention, everybody else's attention.
I got an interesting story. Give me your thoughts on this one.
Please.
A little bit surprising, but Paramount Pictures actively developing again Star Trek IV, hiring a screenwriter. They're going to bring back Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, and the rest of that reboot cast. It's been so long after the fact with COVID. I think it's been like 8 years or 9 years since the last installment. I'm sort of surprised. I thought they were terrific. I did.
I
am surprised they're going to stay with that cast. Usually they go in a different direction, but in this case, it appears not the case.
Wasn't there some other reboot that was announced this week that seemed kind of weird as to why they'd go back there? And I didn't hear you. Yes, actually, I didn't. The last time I heard you.
Off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Yeah, there's something else that's... It was very controversial. I wish I could remember it, so I probably shouldn't have brought it up, because what good is it if I can't tell you what it is?
It's called A Tease for Monday.
Yeah, okay, great. Plus, we'll have box office totals on Monday, for sure. A review of the Kong versus Long John
and the Mini Kong.
Whatever it is, yeah, okay, great. thanks, Trucker. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.